One thing that we have learned from the Holy Quran is this, that every prophet was opposed by his people. Why is it that every prophet would be opposed? When we look at the verses of the Quran where it says that Fir'aun, he oppressed, he weakened one group of the people. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ, a group of the mu'mineen, one group of the people of Egypt, the Bani Israel at that time, the Muslims at that time, he singled them out and he weakened them, he oppressed them. And then what happens then is that there were others who were beneficiaries from this corrupt system. The real beneficiaries of the Fir'auni system are not the masses. In this particular story, the people whose children are being slaughtered, who have no value as human beings, are Bani Israel. But what happens is that it's a multi-layered system. You'll have the Taghut himself, Fir'aun. And then you'll have an old boys club, the elite. In the Quran, it refers to them by this terminology. It calls them al-mala' or al-mutrafoon. These elite are the real beneficiaries of the system of Fir'aun, not the masses. It's true now also. Those people who are actually actively opposed to the message of Islam, leading the charge, getting everybody else to stand against Islam, right now using the media and those resources they have to make people afraid of Islam, this is the mala, the beneficiaries, the 1%. So, our question is this, what about the masses of Fir'aun? How are they treated? How were they received? Look at surah number 43 and verse number 54. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُوا. Fir'aun stupefied and then they obeyed him. They weren't the real beneficiaries. They weren't the people who were reaping the benefits. They didn't have the big companies and the big stores and all the money. He stupefied them.